Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing, where you're doing it, or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Thank you for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us, hour number two, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Number two, you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, the big news that's breaking, and there's going to be more about this because there's more emails that we haven't seen yet that's coming out about this Hunter Biden debacle with Daddy, now known, former Vice President Joe Biden, knew about what his son was doing, actually met with some of the people from Burisma, and this is going to be damning, to say the least, because Joe Biden stood there in front of the whole country and lied to the people right to their face.
This kind of thing, Captain, you know, we might call the October surprise. In 2020, we may have 20 October surprises. I just don't know yet, but all kidding aside, any kind of campaign that would have this kind of thing come out would be in dire straits, to say the least. And when you actually have some news networks that evidently aren't even talking about this at all, I think really speaks volumes. But it, no matter how much suppression there might be of this story, it is getting out there, and it's a story that has legs. It actually, now we're starting to see that there were pictures, evidently, on this hard drive that are now being released.
Yeah.
And so we're starting to see that this, it does appear to be very somehow connected to Hunter Biden, and again, the investigation's underway. The investigative reporters are doing their thing, but what's in these emails is very damning as it begins to fill in the gaps of the general idea of what we had with this story.
Yeah, and tonight is going to be a dueling town hall event. Now, I was wrong when I said CNN. It's not CNN. Biden is going to be on ABC with George Steffi Stephanopoulos, and I'll guarantee you George won't even ask him any questions about this email with Hunter stuff.
No, in fact, it's, you know, they say, what is this, the softball questions?
Yeah.
But if George Stephanopoulos does stray into a question that Joe Biden doesn't like, watch out. There could be some fireworks where he'll tell George Stephanopoulos he doesn't know what he's talking about, and on it would go.
And at the same time, NBC News will have the president, Donald Trump, with a town hall. They'll be dueling town halls at the same time, which means tonight NBC will probably rule the roost versus ABC. I would say they probably might even have higher numbers than Fox, would be my guess.
Well, it's very, very possible. And of course, people are going to want to tune in to see what is President Trump going to say, I think. But also, though, I think that we may see a real disparity in the ratings. And that will be something very difficult to hide. Because right now, you can talk about polls, and they can talk about, oh, President Trump is... In fact, I saw an article earlier today, Captain, the gist of it was, Biden's just trying to run out the clock. And I'm thinking, run out the clock? What are you talking about? There's no running out the clock here, because, again, President Trump is the one who's working hard, and people are gravitating to him.
Here's the story from Facebook. Here's the thing that they put out there from Facebook about all of this. Facebook Inc. said it will reduce distribution of a story from the New York Post about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, seeking to slow the pace of its spread before the social network's fact checkers have a chance to evaluate its authenticity.
Wow. Well, again, you know, it seems like whenever stories like this come out, I don't think we hear about this kind of thing. But this was definitely... what it appears, at least, is it looks like, again, this was harmful to Biden. It seemed to confirm a lot of what we were connecting the dots already about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, China, Burisma, and so forth. And this starts to really seem to confirm it all. And then suddenly, well, it's a story we don't think we can let. We're going to suppress this for a while.
Yeah, like Twitter is. And we did see something. At Jack is the Twitter handle for the person who is in charge of Twitter, and he said that they've made a big mistake.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he said.
But yet, I don't think they've lifted a restriction yet.
You know, that is a good question, but evidently this has some pretty far-reaching implications. He did say that the handling of it was not great. And then he said, went on to say, in blocking URL sharing via tweet or DM or direct message with zero context as to why we're blocking, unacceptable. So I think maybe what he's trying to communicate here is that there wasn't a better explanation as to why they were blocking it, or that it was not, or that blocking it altogether was unacceptable.
And we're getting ready to take a break. And folks, when we come back from this break, we're going to tell you about some of the polling data that's out there, because the polls are ever changing, and if you want to believe Joe Biden's got a double digit lead, go right ahead, but we're going to be laughing at you here come November the 3rd, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, remember, there's gold waiting in that windshield you got. Given an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, too, including the car, truck, or van that you're driving, like they did me recently. Now, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required if you're getting it done down here in Florida, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas. Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. They'll also give you a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do?
Auto Glass America.
See, they sing that when they come to you, too. Yeah, they do. They sing that. And
very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they did a great job when they came to me. It was unbelievable. And I'm very, very impressed by what I saw. All right. Well, a company that uses artificial intelligence to forecast elections has concluded that the race between President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is much closer than the polls suggest. Now, I'm not surprised to hear that. Are you?
No, I'm not, and I think that people with intelligence they can see that Biden's not running away with this thing, and they realize, Captain, that somebody out there is spinning yarns about things like that.
Well, let me just run this by the listeners. You've got the Latinos that now their percentage is anywhere from 15 to 20 to 25% more support to the president this time than the last time around. Correct.
That's right.
And that's predominantly because they're doing better economically. They've gotten better jobs out of the deal, and they're getting paid more money. And then you've got the black voters who about 10% roughly more than the last time, again, because they're doing so much better. And that's a good thing. And these are inner city people, a lot of them, that are doing it that way. And then, of course, you've got the police unions and the police officers themselves. And all the blue states and all the blue cities where we've got all this deep under police and shut down the police and go with a community policing organization and all that stuff, well, the Democrats are going to get their butts handed to them, because the big blue wave that's coming is coming from the police departments.
Yeah, and this is really interesting to see. And I thought it was very, very on point for the president to try to get Joe Biden to say, name one police organization, law enforcement organization that is supporting you.
Couldn't do it.
And he couldn't do it. And typically, you do have a lot of organizations that will a lot of times support the Democrat candidate. But the Democrats have gone so far out of their way, it seems, Captain, to alienate so many people in their party, typical support groups and so forth, that it's just going to be really something to see. But they've, in many ways, they've done it to themselves, because people don't want to defund the police. They don't want to do all those things. And, you know, unfortunately, you've got some Democrat politicians that thought they were jumping on a bandwagon, and turns out they're jumping on the wagon going out of town, it seems like.
Yeah, well, they're jumping on a wagon that's got spikes in it with alligators and snakes. That's what they're doing.
Right.
Because they're going to get their butts handed to them because of the fact that they're not going to get the support that they say they're going to get, or they think they're going to get, because of the uncertainties that I just told you about.
Well, precisely. Precisely. And, again, it's what kind of electoral strategy is this? It just doesn't make any sense. But there's some real clear lines, Captain, of decent people from all walks of life, all races and colors, decent people who want to live peaceably. And then you have others who think the chaos is good and believe that it helps them politically. And I think it's very clearly drawn.
Now, I have another Democratic congresswoman. I believe it's a congresswoman, maybe a man. I don't know, because I've only got the last name. It says Representative Khanna, Democrat of California, says Pelosi should consider White House relief plan.
That's Ro Khanna. That's right. And I think, and he's a gentleman. So basically, yes, this is why Nancy Pelosi exploded at Wolf Blitzer. And claimed that Wolf Blitzer and his colleagues were all GOP apologists, and she didn't understand, you know, how they could possibly keep doing this, and didn't understand what it was to take care of the people or to understand their problems and so forth. I'm sort of paraphrasing here, but that's right. There is support, and Congressman Khanna was saying that, look, this is what, you know, you need to make this deal. And also he said, make the deal, but put it into McConnell's court, basically. And that's why Nancy, for some reason, Nancy Pelosi decided that was the part to become unhinged.
Well, she is unhinged, and she's losing support of her own side of the aisle from people. More people are coming out and saying, hey, my constituents are wondering, you know, they need to help, and they're wondering when we're going to do something to help them, and we're not doing anything, and I could lose my seat over this.
No kidding. Well, to be honest, Captain, and this is going to sound pretty sensational, but you know, I can't imagine the Speaker of the House would go out on TV on a cable news channel and make those kinds of accusations and not have somebody say, gee, maybe you ought to step down. I mean, if you're going to be that divisive and argumentative for no real good reason, it seems like, it just all of a sudden it just started kind of coming out of nowhere. And I think it was way too much. And certainly, I don't remember Wolf Blitzer being a sort of a GOP apologist of any kind.
No, and he's not. And
he's not.
She's wrong. And I would love to see her lose her seat over this.
Well, and that's very, very possible. I think things that could happen in California might be very surprising to a lot of people, because the Democrats have shown their hand here in California that it doesn't matter. I think the open secret is pretty much, hey, if we keep everything shut down and we make it as miserable as possible, everybody will just hate Trump, and then we'll just get more Democrat power in California. Of course, California typically goes for the Democrat, but I'm talking about the internal politics and congressional seats and so forth. They're trying to solidify that here, obviously.
Now, we've talked a lot about the coronavirus, COVID-19, call it what you like, and we know the vaccines are being worked on right now at warp speed. But yesterday, U.S. regulators approved the first treatment for Ebola.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that's really something. And obviously, that takes a long time to get there, so hopefully this will be effective.
Well, I'd forgotten all about Ebola. That's how long ago that happened. Also, Wells Fargo, a bank, fires 100-plus workers over the relief fund abuse that was allowed to happen by people getting loans that weren't supposed to get them.
Yes, and this is big time. And Wells Fargo basically put out a statement saying they expect all their employees to act with integrity and honesty, and so on. But that's right. I mean, there's unfortunately a lot of opportunity for wrongdoing as a result of the massive amounts of loans and so forth that were going out.
And mortgage applications, and you're in that business, so you know about this, mortgage applications have started to slip despite the record low rates. People just aren't excited about going out to buy something right now.
Yeah, maybe not buying the new houses. I don't have a lot of numbers on that, but I do know this, and that is that just about everybody I know or talk to is refining their home. And they're trying to get some money out. They're trying to make some improvements, the kind of the COVID projects, as it were. But the rates are lower from what we understand, and a lot of people are trying to take advantage of it.
Now, there was a QAnon conspiracy article about Navy SEAL Team 6, the fact that they really didn't kill Osama bin Laden, that he was still alive being held in a prison somewhere. But Navy SEAL Team 6 veteran Robert O'Neill, he's the man that actually killed Osama bin Laden, pushed back against the QAnon conspiracy theory. And I don't know, you know, and by the way, I don't know if that's partially Alex Jones or who that is doing that, because Alex Jones had an article that got him in trouble yesterday out on the internet.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that that it's wrong to believe that that Osama bin Laden was, you know, killed in the raid. I mean, this is exactly evidently what happened. And so again, it's these kinds of conspiracy theories that you know, just cause a lot of problems, and a lot of people went and risked their lives in order to get this done. And I will say this, because it's the election time, and that is, who was against going after and getting bin Laden? Well, that was Joe Biden. Right?
Yeah.
He advised against it.
And caller, you hold the line, and you'll be the first one up here in just a second. Okay, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a break, and we'll be coming right back from that break. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
U.S.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. After technical delays Wednesday, the Senate confirmation hearings continued. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal keeping things light.
Welcome back, Judge Barrett, and to your family as well. I hope you got some rest.
I did have a glass of wine. I'll tell you that I needed that at the end of the day.
Well, let me just say on that kind of point, you have a right to remain silent.
Final day of hearings is Thursday. President Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, contracted the COVID-19 virus, as reported by the First Lady. Dick Brennan from CBS2 in New York City has more.
After she and President Trump tested positive, she worried about Barron. He at first tested negative, but soon did test positive. She writes that Barron is a strong teenager and exhibited no symptoms, and he has since tested negative.
The Trump family is now virus-free at this time. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. And they tell me that they believe that our bodies were designed to heal. And that's right. You heard me say that correctly, designed to heal. And I agree with them because I take Relief Factor because I know it helps me. And I know it's helping me with the problem that I've got because it's helping me to heal. Now, the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected 4 ingredients. Yep, 100% drug-free ingredients, and those ingredients are all good for you. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And simply put, this works. I'm telling you, if you got pain, back pain, shoulder pain, neck, hip, knee, foot pain, exercise that's maybe bothering you from what you've done, your everyday job, or maybe you're just getting older and you got a few joints aching, this is the 3-week quick start plan that you should try. Only $19.95. Now, it works for me, it'll work for you. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. I got a caller on the line we're going to take, and let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Lenny Solomon. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. And you were telling me during the break that you had something interesting, so have at it.
Here we go. Polls are polls. And the more we hear them, the more we believe them. I've been fortunate enough to travel with a friend of mine who has a White House-approved Trump bus And we've been on the road since 2015, helping the president get elected the first time and now helping him get reelected. We've traveled the roads in Georgia, the Southeast, the big highways, the small highways, the big towns, the small towns. And then traveling in this bus, which is decorated with Trump,
yep,
it's a real eye catcher. We have what we call the finger poll.
Yep.
The thumb up is good. The other finger is bad.
Mm-hmm.
The first campaign, we're surprised to see our finger poll was 60-40 to 70-30 for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And we're puzzled. Why could our poll be so wrong? We're at the Georgia State Republicans election return policy, the night of election returns, expecting him to lose like other people,
yep,
that follow the polls. And lo and behold, he won.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise. This time around, we're traveling the same roads again in the same state, and we're seeing the polls 70-30 for 90-10
mm-hmm.
for Trump.
Yep.
Now, polls are polls. People listen to polls. The more they listen to them, the more they believe what they hear.
Yep.
But our poll was the only one that was right.
Yep. And here's what I believe you're telling me is absolutely correct, because I know with my own eyes, I've seen more blacks at these rallies, and I've seen the numbers were about 10% more blacks are supporting the president this time than the last time around, because they've done a lot better. And the second thing is the Hispanics. We've got a fellow by the name of Leo down in Miami. He's with Cubanos for Trump and Latinos for Trump, and they've been showing up when Biden's been showing up, and there's been more of them than there has been Biden supporters and reporters combined waving Trump flags and signs down there in Miami. They just had a 30,000-car weekend-long caravan that drove around and around and around and around and around on the expressways in Miami last weekend.
It's amazing. It's amazing what's going on. I mean, just look at the following that the two candidates have.
Yeah.
Trump has a rally or whatever, and he doesn't have enough people there to put a birthday candle each on his cake.
Yeah.
Trump has a rally, and he can't find a venue big enough to hold the crowd.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Now, I got one thing to say to you, and I told you this, but nobody else knows about this. And, Kyle, pay attention. China is funding the Biden Center, which is going to be like the library for Vice President Joe Biden, the Biden Center in Wilmington, Delaware, which has raised huge questions. Why in the hell has China sunk several million dollars into that?
That is really, really something. Because, again, it looks really, really bad. Just even just on its face, it looks bad.
Yep.
But it should bring into focus the fact that, even again, there's another connection there with the Bidens and China and getting this,
yep,
but the big management of the funds that they were able to do, that the finest people on Wall Street wouldn't be able to mm-hmm. wrangle.
Now, I've seen the Trump bus. Matter of fact, I saw the Trump bus down here. Do you bring that down to Florida?
We have from time to time. We'll be in North Florida again in the next week to 10 days. I believe in Pelham, Florida, if I'm not mistaken. It's either Pelham, Florida or very South Georgia for a rally with Ginger Howard and others. We have been down to Florida. We will be down that way again before the election. And we're looking forward to visiting the Sunshine State. And if I see we're coming your way, we would like to see you.
Sure. You just let me know. That's all you got to do. You got the number and you got my email, because your friends are Don and Donna, so they know how to get a hold of me.
Yes, I do. Now, I've got an interesting factoid I found out within the last 10 days about China.
Yep.
I constantly ask people, how does the left have such control over the media? And what I was told by somebody that knows more than me about things like that is the multinational conglomerates that own the networks, Time Warner, et cetera,
right,
bow to China because of all the revenue generated from China.
Correct. That's
basketball games is huge in China.
Yep.
Disney owns theme parks all over China.
Yep.
Our economy is so affected by China that they can manipulate the news from time to time to soothe their own message.
Yep.
And this just goes hand in hand with what you're saying about China funding a museum.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call it.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much, my friend, and we look forward to talking to you again another time. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, sir. sir, Captain. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, there you go, Kyle. Now, Kyle, I want to talk about what's going on here real quick while we got a couple minutes to do so. The president is coming to Ocala, Florida on Friday. He'll be there at 4 p.m., President Trump. And then Friday night, he'll be up in Macon, Georgia at the airport. These are airport hangar visits only. And then Mike Pence is going to be today in Miami, Florida for a Make America Great rally at 12:30 p.m. He'll be at a Faith in America event at 2:30 p.m. in Miami today. And then Friday, he goes up to Selma, North Carolina for a Make America Great event. And then he goes Saturday to Reading, Pennsylvania for a Make America Great event up there. Now, there is more. Donald Trump Jr. is going to be coming to Florida. He'll be down here Friday, October the 16th, while Daddy's up in Ocala. He'll be down here at 3 p.m. at the Quaker Steak and Lube, which is located on 49th Street in Clearwater, Florida. That's a 3 p.m. Deal there. And then Friday later on, he's going down to West Palm Beach, Florida, to be at the Hilton Palm Beach Airport down there. He'll be there at 6 p.m. Then let's see, Saturday, October the 17th, he'll be at the 2A Ranch in Ormond Beach, Florida, and that's going to be the Florida Trucking Association rally down there with all the truckers. And oh, by the way, we got to say hello to a trucker from Tallahassee that gave us a call, right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, that's Richard from Tallahassee, the truck driver.
Absolutely. Yep, and he was up there headed up in Georgia somewhere, and he was driving. So we appreciate him, and we appreciate all the guys out there on the road that are driving. Now, the lovely Ivanka Trump is coming to Cincinnati, Ohio. She'll be there Friday at noontime. Let's see there. And then Eric Trump is going to be Friday at 4 p.m. He's going to be with Catholics for Trump with Lou Holtz, Coach Lou Holtz, and they're going to be in Chalfont, Pennsylvania. And then Saturday they'll be, let's see, the Hilton, Scranton, Pennsylvania. And then let's see, here's another one. They'll be Saturday later on in the day at Dunmore, Pennsylvania. That's at 12 p.m. And the other one is 11 a.m. So that's the difference there between those. That's Eric Trump. And then I think I got one more here. President Trump will be delivering remarks in Michigan and Wisconsin Saturday the 17th at 5 p.m. He'll be in Muskegon, Michigan. President Trump will then be in Janesville, Wisconsin Saturday at 6 p.m. To deliver comments over in Janesville, Wisconsin. So he's not going to be that far apart from where you know each other. So that's a lot of travel, a lot of moving on over the weekend for the Trumpsters. The whole family's out there.
Well, that's true, Captain. And basically, they're not taking their foot off the gas pedal on this thing.
Yep. No, and I wouldn't think they would you?
No, not at all. Even given what we know about the suppression polls and so forth, the president and his team are working harder than ever before.
And
absolutely.
And you watch and see the crowds that are out there, folks, and then you tell me Joe Biden's up by 10 points. Yeah, good freaking luck. All right, we'll be right back. Highway Myra Report coming up, number two. A couple of changes out there. I'll get back to you. We'll return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, with the Double D Ranch, the horse ranch. She's not quite up yet, ready to go. Next hour she will be, and then we'll give a special shout-out to her. But this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop on by. Tell them that you heard me talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And by the way, become a member of the Drivers Club at the Pilot or Flying J and reap the rewards that are there for you. Okay, here we go.
about a shark dressed man.
Alrighty, a little ZZ Top. Sharp dressed man, and that's quite the video. You get a chance to see that. That's an oldie but goodie, I'll tell you that one right there. Alright, going to bring Kyle Warren in here, and I'm going to read the weather statement and then turn him loose out west, and here we go. The weather tonight, okay, is changing. Much cooler temperatures will arrive in the upper Mississippi Valley and Plains, and that's just happened over there in Illinois and Indiana and Kentucky, and I'll get into that in a minute. And also throughout the eastern United States through the weekend. Meanwhile, much above average temperatures will persist from the southwest and into California, along with the continued fire weather threats out that way. And although many areas will remain dry, wet weather will return to the northeast, the northern Rockies, and high plains by late Friday and Saturday. And there is snow in the forecast above 6,000 feet up on top of the rocks. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, up in Montana tonight, we have the remnants of the high wind watches that we were seeing late yesterday north of Missoula, Montana.
If you're going over 4th of July, guys and gals, you got the high winds up there.
Exactly right. And so this is north of Missoula where it's about 40 degrees right now and raining, we understand. But moving down south into Idaho, we've got a freeze warning, a hard freeze warning. This is in the Idaho Falls area. And it looks like you could have temperatures as low as 17 degrees, all the way up to 35 tonight. Looks like they'll have a high of about 50 during the daytime. And the wind advisory near Twin Falls and the frost advisory continues on up I-84 as you approach Boise. Over in Washington State and Seattle, looks like tomorrow or during the daytime as we go through the day, it's going to look to be about 63 degrees, maybe some rain coming in about Sunday or so. And down south in Portland, as you travel down the 5 freeway, looks like they may have a high of 60, but rain may be coming in again on Friday. Now, down in California, Captain, as you mentioned, there are the fire weather warnings. This is in Northern California, also Southern California, Orange County area, Inland Empire. We also have some fire weather warnings and advisories that we might have some gusty winds as well, maybe a mild Santa Ana kind of event. Over in Arizona, we've got 97 degrees in Phoenix. They're still pretty hot. The California desert, 104 degrees at Palm Springs. Fire weather warning in central Utah. And over in Denver, as you mentioned, Captain, the listener called in earlier, or let us know in, earlier, I should say, that there was snow up on top of the rock. And so we still have air quality alerts there as well from these wildfires and a freeze watch going on down near Pueblo, Colorado at this time.
Well, here we go. We'll go to Nebraska, the central southern part of Nebraska. Right now you've got a freeze watch and a freeze warning there. Also the northern part of Kansas going across I-70, about halfway across, you've got a freeze watch in there. Down in Amarillo tonight, you've got a freeze watch in that area and a frost warning for Amarillo down to Lubbock. High winds, eastern part of New Mexico, all across the western part of Texas, all the way down to all the way down to Midland and then across I-20 and the western part of Oklahoma as well. You've got a frost warning and a freeze watch in the western part of Missouri right now, coming across I-44 all the way across through Joplin, and be advised of that. Now, you've got a freeze warning tonight that popped up in the last hour. Chicago, all of eastern Illinois, over into Gary, Indiana, on down U.S. 41, the state line, going on down all the way over into Lafayette, Indiana, and it looks like just south of Indianapolis down that way. Then you've got a frost watch near Toledo, Ohio, and we do have some scattered rain down in Kentucky. We've also got a frost watch going down into Kentucky, down out of Louisville, and high winds up along the St. Lawrence Seaway in upstate New York. And it looks like as if the sea is ruffled up a little bit. We've got a riptide warning all the way from the coastline of Long Island all the way up to Massachusetts towards New Hampshire. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, and that's the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and it's always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops near you. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Two words, Hunter Biden.
Okay, let me start off by saying this real quickly. Several years ago, the FBI went to computer shops across the country, most of all those like the Geek Squad.
Yep.
And they said to them, hey, when you are doing repairs, whatnot, on computers, and you come across material, not that they're necessarily looking for it, but, I mean, if you come across material that has some objectionable content like pornography, we would like to be advised of this because they were working and still do work very hard on, child trafficking and
yep.
human trafficking kind of thing.
Yep.
And it is really quite remarkable how often computer shops do respond. I get emails every single day from the FBI, and at least one of them has to deal with that kind of case. Now, in this particular thing with the Hunter Biden laptops, because there was actually three of them, apparently, there is that kind of material on there. You have to kind of read carefully through the article, and you will find that. So I can't say that the poor Mr. Isaac fellow that had this computer shop in Delaware reached out, you know, because of that material or because of something else. But it could be the genesis of how this whole thing necessarily got started. Because
sure.
These computer shops can be in trouble for not reporting it and having that kind of material for, like, a obstruction of a case or something.
Yep.
But anyway, what is not being talked about are the pictures that there were only four that were released yesterday of Hunter Biden. One of them shows him asleep with a crack pipe in his mouth. So everybody's kind of keyed in on the email that he got from this Ukrainian oligarch saying, you know, thank you, it was a pleasure meeting your father. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, folks. More when we come back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. You couldn't make this stuff up if you tried, and this is a big deal. But we've also got this other information that we found out about, the China funding of the Biden Center, which is raising all kinds of questions. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.